Sergeant Delgrange, could you tell us some common reasons that people join the military?
Yeah, so there's some big ones. So with the Guard specifically, education is important to a lot of people, and we have the National Guard Supplemental Grant that pays for 100% of your tuition here to state schools, and there's some private school stuff as well. So being able to be a full-time student and also wear the uniform and serve in the military is huge. Student debt sucks, so being able to serve and not have that is great, and get some free college education along the way. Another huge one is family. So a lot of families are out here on base, and you know, whether it's generational, you've had generations of your family serve in the military, the Air Force specifically, or other branches, you know, maybe your grandpa did it and you wanted to change, so you wanted to do it as well. I mean, that is a huge reason why people join. Family tradition, and you know, being able to come out here and serve with your family is a huge, really cool thing that we see a lot. For me personally, I knew from a very young age I wanted to serve. I wasn't really sure what aspect where I wanted to go, what branch, whether that be active duty, guard, reserves. I ended up joining the Guard first, which was a great decision, and it's allowed me to go to school for a short time, and then I ended up being full-time out here for, you know, the past 4 or 5 years, so it's definitely helped me out a lot there. But that's another reason, is just the drive and the patriotism or motivation to serve, you know, from a young age, or whatever age that, you know, drive comes to you. Job experience is another big one. We have a lot of college students here, but also at the same time, they are able to come out here and get real world experience on real world things. So when they graduate, you know, everybody's going to have the same piece of paper that you went to school for 4 years and, hey, I know how to do this. But you coming out here and working on F-16s or previously A-10s and getting hands-on real world experience, one, in the military, but two, on fighter jets, looks a lot more appealing to people, that if you're going into a field like that, you can use our experience here, plus yours at your school, and the fact that you're a veteran, which people love hiring veterans a lot of times. So that's a big one. And, you know, lastly, I think just seeing other people wear the uniform, and you either feel stagnant, or if you're working, you know, a dead-end job is a lot of times what people will say, or, you know, you just need a lifestyle change, you need the discipline, you need something along those lines. That's another big reason. You know, I talk to a lot of people that, hey, I'm 20 years old, been out of high school for a year or two, not going to school, kind of working a job that I'm not really getting a lot of satisfaction out of. And a lot of times they will be like, hey, I need to change. Can you help me out? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know a ton of people that have done that and, you know, are succeeding out here, and really, really, really enjoy it. So those are the biggest reasons that I've seen. There might be some other ones here and there, but generally, every person that joins has an aspect of at least one of those.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended.